just want to ask a question, recurring question. It's not in the verses that we've just had read to us, but it's in one of the verses. Is it me? When Jesus said that one of you will deny me, the question is asked, is it me? Someone has said that the test of true friendship revolves around trust, protection, forgiveness, and being there. Trust, protection, forgiveness, and being there. And verse 24 says that a dispute also arose amongst them as to which one of them was the greatest. They didn't fully, on this first Good Friday, they didn't fully understand what was happening, where Jesus was, what frame of mind and how focused Jesus was. The only thing that they were concerned about as to which one of them was the most important. Is it me who thinks I'm the most important? Jesus is needing the support of his close friends, his followers, his disciples at this time, but they are only concerned as to who is number one. They listen to Jesus telling them that it is better to serve than to be served, and how important humility is, and the need to be a help and not a hindrance. And yet they disputing amongst themselves at this key moment. Is it me? Am I the most important? And then as we trace the story into the garden, and we see Jesus praying, taking Peter, James, and John with him and asking them to support him in prayer. And Jesus goes on a little more. And we are told in the Gospels that his sweat was like drops of blood in deep, deep anguish, praying, Lord, if it's your will, let it be. But if there is some other path, let it be. And Jesus deep down knew that there was just one way forward. And in this greatest hour of trial and need, he wanted his friends to be there with him, supporting him, praying him through this very, very difficult time. And yet we're told when he arose from prayer and he went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. And he said, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you will not fall into temptation. Is it me that thinks I'm the most important? Is it me that falls asleep when my friends need me the most? And then it goes on to say, from the garden, once Judas had betrayed our Lord and Savior, it says this, they followed at a distance. Fear had gripped their hearts. They followed at a distance. They weren't walking close with Jesus at this particular point. Their lives had been turned upside down. The man that they put their trust in was now being taken away like a prisoner, and they didn't know where to go. They followed at a distance. And we have to make sure this Good Friday that we don't follow Jesus at a distance, that we are as close as we possibly can be to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not just this Good Friday, but every day of our lives, we must never follow at a distance. Is it me that will follow at a distance? And this kind of comes out from this big discussion that they've had around what we call now communion, the Lord's Supper. One of you will betray me. And that question, Lord, is it me? Is it me that will betray you? Is it me, coming to the final part where they've followed at a distance, but now Peter's warming himself by the fire. He's already been asked twice, you must be a follower of this man. And twice he's denied his Lord and Savior. And the third time Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord has spoken to him, before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. And he went and wept outside bitterly. There's a lovely Easter song, and the verse says, crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone. All his followers, all his close friends left him, to the point where Peter denied him. Is it me? Will I ever deny the Lord? We've mentioned earlier in the week about our brothers and sisters in lands that where they're persecuted for their faith. And rather than deny the Lord Jesus, they will be put in prison, some will be martyred, but their faith is strong because they stay awake in the hour of need. They do not follow at a distance, they follow Jesus closely. And so through the pain of persecution, because they're close to Jesus, they do not deny their faith. And this Good Friday, we have to make sure that we are following Jesus closely, closely. This beautiful picture of then Jesus looking at Peter with the eyes of forgiveness, not the eyes of condemnation. Jesus knew that Peter would fail him. But there was that forgiveness. Coming back to the marks of a true friend. Trust, protection, forgiveness, being there. All the disciples lost these qualities of friendship. Jesus didn't. And never will. We can always trust our Lord Jesus Christ. He will protect us. That doesn't mean that physically we'll never become ill or things won't go wrong in our lives, but he will protect our spirits, will protect our souls. Nothing or no one can separate us from the love of God through Christ Jesus. He protects that. And we find forgiveness. And Jesus is always, always there for us. Whatever we're going through, Jesus is a true friend. And he knows what it is to have his close friends walk away from him, deny him. But he will never do those things to us. And this Good Friday, as in a while, we'll come to communion. Let's realize that we can trust our Lord Jesus Christ. That we can trust the work of Calvary that brings the protection over our lives, that we receive his forgiveness always there for us. Just as Peter had denied Jesus three times with swearing and with cursing, Jesus looks at him. And for me, in that look, it says, Peter, I forgive you. I forgive you. And we know what happened to Peter afterwards, how mightily he was used by God. And this last point of true friendship, being there. We need to trust one another. We need to protect one another. We need to forgive one another. We need to be there for one another. That's what friends do. That's what Christian friendship is about. But our greatest friend is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.